And we know how the fall changed things. The fall may have changed our connection to God, but it didn't change our mission. We are still designed to seek out His glory. We're still designed to seek out His perfection because of His love toward us. I firmly believe that when somebody understands how God operates, they understand how His will operates. I see Christians who know God has a plan for their life, but it comes down to them having a lack of understanding of who God is, and they, to borrow the phrase, misunderstand His character and His person. And then they take that same misunderstanding and they add it and they say things like, why did God do this if He loves us? They look at their life and they go, if God truly loves me, why did He allow this to happen? And they miss the point where we look at those who seek after God and it says that the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Even though there's hurt, even though there's pain, even though there's times where we wonder, well, this isn't fun. Why is it happening? Doesn't mean God's not in control. One of the hardest things to accept is that God controls everything, the good and the bad. One of the hardest things to accept is that even though something bad happened, doesn't mean God lost control. It means God allowed it. When we look at wars and pain, we look at terrorist acts, we look at simple trials and bad days and car wrecks, we wonder why. Can I tell you, I believe the reason why these things happen to us is that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. So many times we hear people blaming God for their pain. I think they're just missing His plan for their life. Hear me out now. I'm not trying to make this super weird. We know that when God made us, He made us out of love. We know when He made His creation, He made it out of love for us. And we know when He set the world into motion and when He holds it in His hand and He keeps it together, everything that happens, like we see in Job, it happens for His glory. And so many times, like Job, we have bad things come up and then we miss the point of waiting for God to show the truth of the matter. We hop off too soon to where we get to where the Lord's statutes and the Lord's correction and His judgments. We get to that point and we stop off and we go, Lord doesn't like us. And we miss the overall picture of God. I'm not saying bad things don't happen. I'm saying bad things happen to good people because God allows them to. And that's a hard thing to take. That's a hard thing to swallow. Some of you know what it's like to have a bad thing happen. I know I do. I know a lot of people do. But I also have to understand that when everything seems like it shouldn't have happened or it shouldn't have gone this way, I have to remember that the law of the Lord is perfect. I have to remember that His statutes are right. And His judgments are true. We flip back to 25 of Proverbs. It says, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established forever. Take away the dross. The dross was once a part of the silver. They were formed together, if you will call that. But they had to be removed so that one could be perfected. The dross had to be taken away so the silver would come forth for the finer. We look at gold. Gold has to be refined, melted down to be in pure form. We look at diamonds and the pressure they go through. We look at precious gems and their creation. There are things that oftentimes have to be tried and removed to create a perfected end. There's times in your life that there are pain and there are trials you go through. That doesn't mean God ceased loving you. It doesn't mean His control is off and you're just chaotically spinning. No, it means that you're going through a time where you're going to have to understand that the Lord's judgments are true and righteous altogether. I see here that the heavens declare His glory, but those that follow Him declare His love. More are they to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them a servant is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I believe the psalmist hits on a point of our life that we all come to. And that's the point where we don't understand why God's doing what He does. We have to trust Him for why He's doing it. I believe that there are times in David's life that he went through heartache. You'll read it in his Psalms. You'll read it with his outcry saying, Lord, why? Why do the wicked grow? Why do they prosper? Why do those unrighteous find themselves in charge and gaining glory? How can you say this is your will? And David always ends those Psalms by saying, they shall have their reward. They'll have their time. See, we're just a small blip in the grand scheme of God's life. Lifespan's perfect. Sorry, that's not what I'm saying. In God's plan for our life. We're just a small blip in His great plan from beginning to end. And I want to encourage you tonight that we're going, as we get closer to the end times, the end days, as we get closer, we know that the heavens may still declare His glories, but we're going to have a hard time if we don't understand that we are to declare His love, His law, His statutes. They're not going to change. They're still going to be perfect, converting the soul. His testimony will still be sure, making wise the simple. The Lord's not going to change, but because the earth will change, it will deteriorate. It'll grow, wax worse and worse and worse. And men shall love themselves more than God. And men shall love their own wicked desires more so than His word. And men shall love those tickling teachers more than the preaching of God's word. It doesn't mean God's changed, because the heavens still declare His glory. We live in a beautiful world. Even in Jal, New Mexico, you can find some beauty. You gotta look real hard sometimes. You can find some beauty. When driving to Dallas or down to Oklahoma City, I love passing through past Abilene on 288 heading to Anson. And I love just looking out and seeing endlessness. It's pretty to me. Some folks find it depressing. I truly find it beautiful. When we come over these small little hills and bumps we have, and we see the small valleys, and when that sun hits that red dirt we have around here, it's pretty. I can't help but remember where men see uselessness, God still gave beauty. Where men see death and ugliness, God still gave life in these Texas plants. I know that in my life we find ourselves looking at trials and temptations, looking at difficulty and wondering, why us, Lord? And I find myself having to remind my heart that the law of the Lord is perfect. And it's designed to help convert the soul. And His testimony is sure. And when life happens, I don't understand why just right then, I know that He holds tomorrow. I know that He's the captain of my life, and that if I just wait, and if I just submit to His will and His word, I'll one day look back and realize that's what He did. That's why He did it. I think it's no mistake Solomon wrote that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. I think it's no mistake that every scientific discovery leads back to God, leads back to a perfect Creator. I think it's no mistake that the times change and the sun sets and it gets hot and cold and the seasons change. And then there's no mistaking the perfection of God's creation. And if we truly believe that God made this world perfect and He made it out of love for us, I don't believe it's a stretch to understand that He made us out of love. And He made us for perfection, which will come. I look in verse 8 of 19. It says, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. His judgments are true and righteous." Verse 10, and we've got to close. "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." I don't own a lot of gold. I don't think most of us do. But imagine for a second you're allowed into a... I don't think Fort Knox has it anymore. Someone does. Imagine for a second you get to see the bars of gold that they have somewhere hidden. Imagine for a second you get to find this great treasure trove of either ancient gold or newly minted gold, whatever it is, vast quantities of it, warehouses full of it. Even though it's shiny, it's beautiful, it's nothing compared to God and His plan for our life. It's nothing compared to God and His precepts, His statutes, His law, His love. Although they are desirable, I don't think anyone's here like, "I wouldn't take a bar of gold." I would. If someone offered me a thing of gold bullion, yeah, I'm going to take it. Why? Because it's gold, it's money. Someone offered you a handful of diamonds, you're not going to be like, "I am okay, thank you though." No, you're going to take it. Even though they are desirable, there is nothing more desirous than God and His law and His love. More desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. But I want to focus on two words as we close. Verse 10 says, "More to be desired." Can I tell you, those two words change the entire context. Well, of course they're more valuable than gold. No one's debating God's value. Of course they're more valuable than diamonds. No one's debating its worth. No, the problem comes is they are more to be desired. That puts it back on us. That puts it back on how we desire things. So often we find Christians, we find those who truly believe God's Word is perfect, God's Word is pure. They truly believe it's fantastic and it's just meant for us. But there's something they hold more dear. There's something they have to put aside to desire God's Word more. More to be desired are God's Word than gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Can I tell you, we know a few truths that are never going to change. The heavens will always declare His glory. His word will always be perfect. His will always be the best thing for us. His ways will always be a mystery to us that we get to search out and uncover as we go closer to Him. And there'll be beauty, and there'll be growth, and there'll be fantastic walk with Him, and there'll be love beyond measure, and peace that passes all understanding, and there'll be so much greatness that comes with walking with God. But there will always be that choice to desire Him more than our own will, our own way. There will always be that challenge to desire His way more than living life in our own power. I find it unique how it says His statutes, His correction, His knowledge, His chastening. Throughout the Bible we see God chastens those who He loves. God purges those who He has big plans for. That's all of us. God puts us through trials, as James says, as Timothy says, and Titus says, for our growth, for our betterment. As the silver needs to get rid of that dross, so God takes us through the refining process to make us the best we can be. But we have to desire His involvement in our life. I've often said that the biggest hindrance to God's will for your life is your will for your life. The biggest thing that holds you back from living a fulfilled life, I'm not talking about the happy-go-lucky, we're all great and hunky-dory, no, but living a life of fulfillment God's way, the biggest thing that holds you back is your own self. Man, you walk outside, you're hopefully going to see thunder clouds. You're going to see some nice coverage. I hope it's there. But I know we're going to see a beautiful sunset tonight. And tomorrow morning, if you get up early enough, you can see a beautiful sunrise. And you can't help but think, God did that. And that same God did something for you with His law, His love, His statutes, His righteousness. And they are to be desired more than gold, yea, than fine gold. And they are to be sought out as mysteries. And they are to be a challenge unto you, because kings find it. And we can too. We live in a beautiful earth. Everywhere you go, you can find something to be like, wow, God did that. One of my favorite animals is cows. Laugh all you want. God, when God made cows, He was thinking of me. Or when God made me thinking of cows, one of the two. Because I find them the most adorable creatures God ever made. And they taste delicious. The best of both worlds. You can raise one as a pet. Slaughter it. I'm telling you, man, God had purpose. I had plan. How can the heavens declare His glory, yet His people don't? How can the heavens say, the Lord made us in all our beauty, and we find ourselves confused why God even set us into motion? The earth got it right. They're not confused at who controls them. They're not confused at who has dominion over them. It is our job to desire God more than whatever it is holding you back. He made us for love. He made us out of just a desire to grow and walk with us. It is now our job to join the heavens in declaring His perfection, in declaring His glory, in declaring His purpose for our life. Heavenly Father blesses.